The question today is, does a lost person seek God? Now, that question can only be answered if we go to the Bible to find the answer. The Bible says in Psalm 14:2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Romans 3:11 states, there's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. Now, many people base the answer to this question, does a lost person seek God, on these two verses alone. Therefore, by looking at just these two verses, they conclude a lost person does not seek God. But Paul wrote us in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must rightly divide the word if we are to get a correct answer to our question today. Therefore, we must determine the state or condition of the one being referred to in Psalm 14:2 and Romans 3:11. Now, to do so, we must start in the beginning. You go back in the beginning. Of course, that's in the garden. Adam was placed there in the Garden of Eden. And when he was commanded not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Note, that was not the tree of right and wrong. It was of the knowledge of good and evil. For the Lord said in Genesis 2:17, in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Excuse me. In other words, he put teeth in the law that he gave them there in the Garden of Eden. Now, the death the Lord was referring to here was not the physical death, because we know Adam lived 930 years after he ate of that tree. But the death the Lord was referring to was spiritual death. Adam died spiritually the day he ate of the tree, just like God said he would. Now, Adam had been made in the image of God. Genesis 2:26 said this, God said, let us, there's your Trinity involved, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, said, let us make man in our own image. And so, since God is a Trinity, so was man created in a Trinity, in a sense, in a trichotomous being, we could say. Man has a spirit, he has a soul, and he has a body. Now, when Adam died spiritually, he ceased being in the image of God and passed to all of his descendants, that's even to us, a fallen nature due to corrupted blood. Thus, all mankind is born with a dead spirit. That just means simply that we're separated from God. Man has world consciousness through his body by the five senses, such as sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Now, man has a soul through which he has self-consciousness. But the spirit of man is what makes man capable of God's consciousness. Since man is born dead spiritually, he has no God consciousness. Therefore, he cannot and will not seek God in this condition. Now, this is the condition referred to in Romans chapter 5, verse number 6, as being without strength. In other words, he said, when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, the word without strength is from a root word where we get our word anesthesia. Anesthesia, of course, is defined in the dictionary as a loss of senses by drugs or disease. So when a man is under anesthesia, he has no world consciousness. You go to the hospital and have surgery. They put you under anesthesia, and then you have no world consciousness. You cannot hear, you cannot see, or taste, or smell, or feel. So you've lost your ability to be conscious of the world around you. Now, in like manner, a person who is dead spiritually is without strength. He's under the anesthesia of sin and has no consciousness toward God. He has no faith, Godward. He has no real prayer, Godward. He has no real worship, no fear or reverence toward God. And he has no hope. Therefore, we must conclude that a man in this condition does not seek God. He's the natural man that does not seek God. And that's what the Bible's referring to when it talks about in Psalm 14:2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. That's the natural man. He also said in Romans 3:11, there's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. That's that natural man. That's the man who has no consciousness toward God. He's dead spiritually. But Jesus said this in Luke 13:24. In other words, he said, strive to enter in the straight gate. For many will seek to enter, but shall not be able. In other words, he said, something caused man to begin to seek to enter the straight gate. He's talking about a lost man there, by the way. So Jesus himself said that there are some lost men who seek God. Now, if Jesus said that lost men seek God, I believe I'd stay with him instead of tradition, instead of preachers that says no man seeks after God. Sure, the Bible says that, but what condition is that man in? And we need to find that out. So Jesus said there's some that seek after God. So again, we must rightly divide the word because there are no contradictions in God's word. Excuse me. We must find out to whom the Lord's referring to. Now, the word seek is used many times in the Bible, and it's thought by most to be applied only to the saints. And it's true that the saints do seek Him and seek His wisdom and His fullness. You need to do that. But it's also true that the Bible refers to sinners or the lost seeking God. For instance, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 29. And by the way, when it speaks of a sinner, it's speaking of someone who's not saved. Theologically, in the Bible, when God writes a man has made a profession of faith and said he's saved, God no longer calls him a sinner. I know we sing the song, Sinner Saved by Grace, but theologically, you're either a saint or you're a sinner. You're either lost or you're saved. A saved person is a saint because he's had the sanctifying work of the Spirit done in his life. So in Deuteronomy 4:29, he said, But if thou from thence shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now, a saved man's already found the Lord. Why should he seek the Lord if he's already found him? I'm talking about for salvation. I know where to seek for his wisdom and fullness and experiencing him. I understand that after you're saved. Isaiah 55:6 states, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye up on him while he is near. Our Lord stated in Matthew 6:33, For a man to seek. In other words, as he said, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I know that's a Sermon on the Mount. Some people say he's talking only to the saved people there. There was only 11 that were saved there, possibly, as far as we know. But there were multitudes that were lost. And he's dealing with lost people to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see, a saved man need not seek the kingdom of God because he's already in the kingdom of God or has the kingdom of God within him if he's saved because the Holy Ghost dwells inside. Now, for these instances that we've just quoted, these scriptures in the Bible, we must conclude that before a man will ever be saved, he must seek God. I know this goes against tradition because I've had preachers say to me, God doesn't show a lost man anything. Well, that raises another question. How will a lost man ever be saved unless God reveals to him that he's lost and then he needs to begin to seek the Lord? Some say man don't seek and the Lord does the seeking. Well, I agree the Lord seeks a lost man. In fact, that's why he came. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, that makes salvation totally of the Lord. He initiates it, he produces it, and he consummates it. So, before a man will ever seek the Lord, the Lord must seek him out and stir in his heart. So we need to reconcile these scriptures that we've read to you this day. Man is born in sin. He's dead spiritually. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, as he's writing to the Ephesian saints, and he said, In you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You were in the circle or the sphere of trespasses and sin. You're dead. That means you have no consciousness toward God. You're without restraint, as the Bible said in Romans chapter 5, verse number 6. He said, For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So we were without strength, and yet Christ died for us. And so therefore, we cannot, because we're without strength, we cannot and will not seek God in that condition. But God, who is rich in mercy and grace, gave every individual light at some point in his life. John 1:9 said, There's a light that lighteth up every man. Now, that may be through his consciousness or through creation. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse number 19, Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Excuse me. In other words, there's something on the inside we call a consciousness in which God manifests something. There's a void, an emptiness that only God can fill and satisfy. And so, therefore, it's showed unto them inside. Outside, there's creation. Verse 20 of Romans 1, he said, For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead so that they are without excuse. In other words, all men are without excuse because there's a light in that God gives inside and outside that there is a God. We need to understand that and know that. In fact, the Bible said, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You'll never move down that path of understanding toward God, toward the straight gate, until you realize that God exists, that God is. And so God's got to deal with you in that situation. So therefore, when he recognizes God is, it means God has sought him out, stirred in his heart, and give him a desire that he begins to seek after God. So when he knows God is, he begins to seek after something. And really, it's someone. He seeks after someone to fill that emptiness and void on the inside. Yet, he may turn to drugs or sex or works or religion to get fulfillment, but he finds out that that won't satisfy. And when he does, he really gets serious towards seeking God. And the Lord will send the seed, the Word of God, across his path, and the saint across his path, the human instrumentality that's necessary for one to be saved. And when that seed comes, the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 8, verse number 12, as a seed sown, and this is in the parable of the seed or the sower, as he talked about, verse those by the wayside, he said, are they that hear? Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of his heart, lest they should be believed and be saved. You see, the devil knows the value of the seed, and he tries to steal that, and does steal that away from individuals. Now, the Holy Spirit uses the word preached by the saint to reprove, that's to convict and convince of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's the work of reproval we've dealt with already in the question before. John 16, 8 through 11 says, so the psalmist said, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners in the way. That's a lost man that's in the narrow way leading to the straight gate. Psalm 25, 8 brings that out. Now, the Holy Spirit imparts understanding to the sinners as they seek the Lord, the understanding that they need that they might be saved. And as they seek the Lord, they must strive. The Bible said in Luke 13, 24, strive to enter in the straight gate, for many are going to seek and not be able to enter in. And that striving is not works for salvation. It just means you're going to have to strive to overcome the obstacles the devil places in your path, or else you'll turn back to the broad way, and that leads to destruction. Salvation is the Lord's work, and it is a point, an instant, when man repents and believes. But getting to that point involves the work of the Holy Spirit and man seeking God. Does a lost man seek God? He must, if he ever is to be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.